Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is Find Your Daily Calm. I'm Cel Gaston. Welcome back to Find Your Daily Calm, where we explore pathways to serenity and balance in our bustling lives. Today, we're venturing into an extraordinary journey with a very special guest, Benjamin Bernstein, also known as the Astro Shaman. Benjamin, an acclaimed author, podcaster, and healer, has touched the lives of many through his profound spiritual practices and teachings. With his Amazon number one best-selling book, Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More, Benjamin offers invaluable insights into achieving spiritual enlightenment and well-being. Beyond the written word, he extends his wisdom through his podcasts, Awaken, Heal, and Thrive, and the award-winning This Week in Astrology. Benjamin is not just a voice in the digital realm. He actively fosters a community of spiritual seekers through his Awakening Plus online membership. His dedication to healing and spiritual awakening has earned him the title of Best Astrologer 3 times in Western North Carolina, a testament to his impact on many. In today's episode, Benjamin shares a piece of his journey with us, narrating a pivotal chapter from his audiobook. This 22-minute guide will introduce you to the Embodied Awakening Invocation, a transformative practice that promises spiritual awakening at the mere request to your higher self. But that's not all. This invocation is a key to unlocking harmony, joy, intuition, and bliss in your everyday life, effortlessly maintaining a state of flow. So tune in, open your heart, and let Benjamin Bernstein guide you to a place of deeper understanding and peace.
Chapter 2, The Embodied Awakening Invocation. The Embodied Awakening Invocation is the best DIY technique I know to call in spiritual awakening. Even after more than 11 years, it remains a cornerstone of my daily spiritual practice. What does embodied awakening mean? At the most basic level, it simply means you're consciously aware of your higher self merged with your physical body. As Donna said, it's as if your physical body is a car and your human self is delighted to let your higher self drive. You'll understand embodied awakening better as you keep reading. In fact, here are 4 major benefits. You'll enjoy 4 major benefits when you're in embodied awakening. If you make it your new normal, see chapter 4, you'll be constantly rewarded with these life-enhancing benefits. 1. You'll enjoy more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Instead of being overwhelmed by challenging thoughts and emotions, you'll stay calm more consistently. 2. Whatever you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. 3. Instead of always having to figure things out, you'll increasingly know what to do through intuition. And 4. You'll feel more euphoria. There are lots of other benefits, but many are impossible to put into words since they're beyond the field of mine. Then again, Starla does a good job describing her experience. I had been on a path of healing and introspection for about 6 months before I found Benjamin's Awakening Plus online community. I began as an attendee of his weekly New Earth Support Team Zoom calls. Benjamin's invocations and passive body awareness techniques were a catalyst that accelerated my healing to the next level. His invocations allowed me to access a different dimension within myself that I never even knew existed. It's a space that has evoked a transformative shift in my overall well-being by quieting my mind, healing my body, and allowing my spirit to pervade. I'm eternally grateful to Benjamin for awakening my awareness. I now know my potential is boundless. Starla K. A level of consciousness can't comprehend a level beyond itself. So there's no way to fully understand what Starla is talking about or what I'm about to describe until you experience it. Just stay with me the best you can. Let your higher self drive. Let's expand on my automotive metaphor. If you aren't in embodied awakening, it's as if your body is a car and your ego is driving. Once you do the embodied awakening invocation, your ego moves to the passenger seat and your higher self gets in and drives. Your ego is still in charge. Your higher self can only stay with its permission. If your ego doesn't like its driving, it can instantly take the wheel again. Your higher self will step right out with no fuss, returning full control to your ego. Let me emphasize this so your ego really gets it. Your ego is in no danger. There's no risk. You can instantly go back to the way it was. Your ego is perfectly safe. Housebreaking your ego. Some spiritual paths say you must kill your ego to attain awakening. Is it any surprise your ego would rebel against this idea? It believes it's fighting for its life. I prefer to think of my ego getting housebroken. Unawakened egos can be like untrained puppies. You never know when they'll tear through the house, pee on the floor, or hump somebody's leg. At first, my ego resisted awakening. It was terrified of losing control. But as my ego began letting my higher self drive, it started to prefer the passenger seat. There's a reason some people hire chauffeurs. It's so much easier when someone else drives. My ego didn't just appreciate the huge amount of effort it was saving. It also quickly realized how smart my higher self is. You could be the smartest human on earth, but your ego would still be like the slowest kid in class compared to the vastly superior intelligence of your higher self. Your ego thinks, but your higher self knows. With this understanding, is your ego willing to give the embodied awakening invocation a test drive? Let my voice guide you. At first, most people find this invocation easier when my voice guides them. Go to instantdivineassistance.com for a free recording of me guiding you through this process step by step. Those instructions are included in this chapter, but this chapter also has a lot of explanatory material. The recording at instantdivineassistance.com is a lot more streamlined and only contains the instructions you need to do the embodied awakening invocation. But there's also an energetic benefit. I was in embodied awakening when I made the recording, so the recording transmits that frequency. This makes it easier for you to attain this euphoric state, especially when you're just getting started. It's almost as good as me guiding you in person. This recording, available on audio and video, is like the training wheels on a bicycle. Once you get the hang of the invocation, you won't need the recording anymore. Your body position doesn't matter when you do the embodied awakening invocation. You can be standing, sitting, reclining, laying down, whatever. The only requirement is that you can focus your attention, and it's ideal to be as relaxed as possible. It's best to do this with your eyes closed. This is because your brain devotes most of its energy to visual processing. Having your eyes open would distract most of your attention. Close your eyes whenever you can. Step-by-step instructions follow, supplemented with helpful information. If you just want bare-bones instructions, skip to the next section. However, these bare-bones instructions are provided mainly as a reference. For the best experience of having me guide you through the embodied awakening invocation, go to the free resources section now at instantdivineassistance.com. Let everything else go. Become aware of your whole body at once. If you have awareness of subtle energy in your body, just feel it. Don't change or fix anything. Just notice where you're starting from. Later, you can recall this baseline feeling to notice how your energy has changed. You're about to speak to your higher self. This divine part of you created your human part. Your higher self is always watching over it. Your higher self is always happy to help and will always come when you call. If you don't like the term higher self, you can use divine self, soul, or whatever feels good to you. What if you aren't comfortable with the idea that a part of you is divine? Fortunately, this invocation will also work if you call on an external divine being, such as Jesus Christ or your guardian angel. As long as you let divine consciousness merge with your human consciousness, you're good. It's like the old joke, I don't care what you call me, just don't call me late for dinner. You're almost ready to learn this 8-word invocation, but first, let me explain a 2-word phrase in it. Highest good is shorthand for my highest good and the highest good of all those affected by this. It would be more grammatically correct to say the highest good, but I prefer short invocations. As long as the meaning is clear, I delete every non-essential word. It's finally time to do the embodied awakening invocation. Say it out loud if you can, or think it silently if you must. I invite you to repeat after me, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Now you'll choose what to focus on. You have 2 choices. First, notice if you feel subtle energy moving in your body. This energy has many names, including chi, prana, and life force. It might tingle or feel like a flow inside you. If you feel this subtle energy, even slightly, make it your focus. If you don't feel this subtle energy, focus on breath sensation. As the breath comes and goes on its own, notice where you feel it most easily. The nostrils, head, throat, chest, stomach. Gently focus your attention there. Let your breath come easily and naturally. It doesn't matter if it's fast or slow, shallow or deep. Don't use any breath control. Just notice the sensation while staying 100% passive. While the invocation is filling you with energy, don't make anything happen with effort or willpower. Don't stop anything from happening. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. When helping isn't helpful. After you say the embodied awakening invocation, rest in passive awareness of subtle energy or breath. That's the only thing you should be doing. If you use effort or willpower, your higher self will notice. Then, because of the law of free will, it will stop helping you or help much less. Fortunately, the instant you become passive, your higher self will be right there helping you again. Some spiritual practices require the ego to direct energy. The Ida invocations don't. You'll get vastly better results if you avoid using effort or willpower. Just relax and let your higher self do everything for you. Imagine you've hired the world's finest chef to cook a gourmet meal for you. Would you hover over them in the kitchen, specifying what ingredients to use and how to prepare them? I hope not. In the same way, your higher self is the energy work expert. Once you've said your invocation, your best strategy is to chill out and wait at the table. Let your higher self bring that exquisitely prepared meal to you on a golden platter. In the same spirit of passivity, don't deliberately visualize or imagine these invocations working. That's just more effort that will gum up the works. If you spontaneously see colors or visions, that's fine. Just treat them as distractions. Speaking of which, distractions. If your attention is anywhere except your chosen focus, treat it as a distraction. I recommend this response. Don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Let it be exactly as it is with no resistance. For our purposes, the distraction isn't you. It's an uninvited guest. So give it no further attention. If you do, you'll only feed it energy and make it stronger. Having noticed the distraction, return your focus to subtle energy or breath. Keep doing this very gently and persistently, as often as necessary. If the distraction continues, that's perfectly fine. Let it do its thing in the background while you continuously return to your chosen focus. It doesn't matter how many times you get distracted or how long the distractions last. Just follow this simple guideline. Each time you get distracted, return to passive awareness gently and persistently. Your best effort is always good enough. Distractions include any thought at all, even if the thought seems helpful. From a spiritual perspective, all mental activity creates static. This runs interference with divine energy when doing this invocation. Passive awareness of energy or breath is a non-mental focus. It lets divine energy enter freely. If you're fully immersed in feeling energy or breath, there won't be any mental chatter. Most people have only one point of awareness available. If it's 100% focused on passive awareness, there won't be any space for thought. Every time you find yourself thinking, refocus on passive awareness instead. What if you can hold multiple points of awareness at the same time? This is obviously more advanced. If you can do this spontaneously and effortlessly, more power to you. But if doing this keeps you from getting the maximum benefit from the invocation, hold one point of awareness instead. Finally, invocations aren't mantras. Repeating them won't make them more effective. There's no need to say them more than once during each invocation process. Your higher self heard you the first time. The minimum effort game. To achieve embodied awakening, persistently returning to your chosen focus may be all you need. If so, that's wonderful. I always prefer the simplest path to success. But there's one more nuance you can bring to this process, the minimum effort game. This might make this invocation even more effective. The idea here is to use the least possible effort that keeps your focus on subtle energy or breath. Try it now. For just a moment, drop to zero effort. Simply exist. Be completely passive. Whatever happens is fine. After a moment, notice if you're effortlessly aware of your chosen focus. If it's subtle energy, can you feel it moving in your body? If it's breath, can you feel inhalation and exhalation happening on its own? If this is happening with zero effort, stay at zero. But what if dropping to zero effort makes you lose this awareness? Then start adding teeny tiny bits of effort. These micro efforts are like the gentlest touch of a feather. Keep adding these until you just barely regain awareness of your chosen focus. Feel free to play with your effort level, adding or subtracting micro bits of effort, until you find the absolute least effort that holds your chosen focus. This sweet spot leaves maximum space for the divine to help you. How to know when you're in embodied awakening? Sometimes embodied awakening locks in right away. Other times it might take a while. The more you do it, the easier it gets. How will you know when you're in embodied awakening? Four things will be true at the same time. 1. No mental chatter. 2. No challenging emotion. 3. You'll feel peaceful. And 4. All this will be completely effortless. Once all four things are true, your light body has merged with your physical body. You may also notice a subtle tingling. This is how your higher self feels in your physical body. But even if you aren't tingling, you can still be in embodied awakening. Another nuance is that your consciousness isn't quite the same. This difference is hard to verbalize since it's beyond the mental realm, but there's a subtle change in your perception. When you're in embodied awakening, your higher self is driving. This means your higher self is operating your human self. That's how this state is possible. An unawakened human can't be consistently free of thoughts and challenging emotions without effort. But once your higher self has merged with you, it's effortless. It's your higher self's natural state to have no thoughts and no challenging emotions. Partial awakening. What if you don't meet all the criteria for embodied awakening, or some aren't at 100%? Fortunately, awakening isn't an on-off switch. It's more like a dimmer control. There are infinite gradations between spiritual unconsciousness and enlightenment. For example, here's Amanda's story of partial awakening. A friend told me that Benjamin's invocations had helped her enormously. I had just been divorced and was homeless. My life was quite scattered. I meditate a lot, but I wasn't able to concentrate for more than a few minutes without my monkey mind going around and around and around. Even when I wasn't meditating, I was procrastinating a lot, and I was experiencing lots of mental interruptions and constant mind chatter throughout the day. So I started doing Benjamin's invocations. It took about a week before I felt a little more calm. There was still some mind chatter, but it was settling down enormously. I felt a lot more peaceful. Amanda Elwell. Congratulate yourself for any progress toward the effortless experience of peacefulness with no mental chatter or challenging emotions. Even baby steps are worth celebrating. I've worked with people who couldn't lock into embodied awakening at first. Happily, many ultimately achieved it when they persisted. Once you attain embodied awakening, soak in this blissful state as long as you like. You deserve it. Before we get to the bare-bones instructions for the embodied awakening invocation, let's hear Emily's inspiring story. I remember the first time I used Benjamin's invocations. I had left a long-term relationship. I had also left a career and was coming down off the high of those changes. In my new reality, I felt unsure of what I was doing and where my life was heading. I had to do so much learning around who I was. Who did I want to become? I was struggling with a lot of anxiety. I was looking externally for signs of what I should do, as if that knowledge existed outside of me. I was working so hard with shadow work and therapy, but I was struggling and felt really lost. Then, one morning, I did the embodied awakening invocation for the first time. I felt this immense peace come over me. It felt like total presence. It was the opposite of the anxious distraction I'd been struggling with. I had experienced that feeling before in deeply spiritual moments, and I had always struggled and failed to get back to it. But now, I realized that with the embodied awakening invocation, I could just tap into presence whenever I wished. And in such a simple way, that was quite profound for me. I still use the invocations when I start to spin out to get back into that peaceful state. Sometimes I'll use the invocation to bring me back into the present moment, into what is most true and authentic. With the invocations, I can put my higher self in the driver's seat. Being able to do that without needing anything external is really empowering. Emily.
And that was Benjamin Bernstein, the astro shaman guiding us through the transformative embodied awakening invocation. We hope this episode has opened new doors for you, offering tools to navigate your journey with grace and ease. Benjamin's teachings remind us that spiritual awakening and healing are within our reach, ready to enrich our lives with harmony, responsibility, intuition, and bliss. For those eager to explore more of Benjamin's work, visit astroshaman.com. There, you'll find a wealth of resources, including his book, online courses, and the Awakening Plus membership, all designed to support you on your path to awakening, healing, and thriving. Don't forget to follow Benjamin on social media to stay updated with his latest insights and offerings. All links are available in our show notes. Thank you for joining us on Find Your Daily Calm. Remember, serenity and balance are not just destinations, but journeys we embark on every day. Until next time, stay calm and thrive.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.